What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time. Our podcast today, big one today. Not only did we have the Prime Minister pop into our show this morning, Stephen Sanchez, who is incredible in actual fact. I mean, we know that he's performed at Lionel Richie's daughter's wedding. We know that Elton John loves him and gets him up on stage at Glastonbury. 5.3 billion streams of his song, Until I Found You, that he's going to perform
and
live
he,
soon.
He almost didn't get to perform this morning.
No, he didn't.
Our listeners saved the day.
Capo. Close. I'd already forgotten about that.
That was alarming. Yeah,
it was. Why didn't he have one?
Imagine this. We're in the middle of a live chat with the Prime Minister of Australia, who's boarding a plane while we're talking to him, and we had to interrupt that chat to see if anyone in Melbourne, particularly music teachers or musos, could run over to the Sunbury Club with a capo, or else Stephen Sanchez couldn't perform. There was a lot riding on it.
He hadn't done a gig in 2 months. This was
Because he's got a new girlfriend who's Australian named Jazz.
And she's distracting.
And she's distracting him. He rocks up to Sunbury, which he never thought he'd be after having 3.8 million billion listeners. He's come out to Sunbury
without a capo.
Without a capo, because he was too many doing the KPIs back at his hotel room with Jazz.
Glastonbury of the West,
and
Club Sunbury.
Andrew, who turned up with his daughter Ruby, I loved it because Andrew was like, "I've only been awake for 20 minutes," and the next minute he's broadcasting to Melbourne and having a chat with an international superstar. Didn't expect that when he woke up this morning.
Big morning.
And also, we will have an answer for Alphabet.
Oh yeah, we will.
Keep listening to the podcast, and that will get you easy $20,000.
Arden Homes create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Our Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brekkie and the Burbs. Jeez, you just won $100,000. You just won Fox's golden ticket.
Is the secret
sound. The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Sunbury, what is happening?
What's up?
How good is this? Live from Club Sunbury, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Good morning. What a show it's been.
Brekkie in the Burbs at the Sunbury Club. Sunbury, what a morning we have in store for you. In a few minutes, we are speaking to the most powerful man in the country, the Prime Minister. And also, as we've said, we have had so many guests come and perform on this stage at Brekkie in the Burbs, and we have our very first international superstar. This man has performed on Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Corden, Colbert, Glastonbury. Now, not only was he at Glastonbury, he was welcomed by his super fan. Imagine Elton John is your super fan.
And this next boy, I heard last year, and I couldn't believe that someone of 19 or 20 years of age could write and sing a song like this. This sound is so beautiful. So I've asked him to come to Glastonbury to do his song. It's not one of my songs. I'm going to play with him, but he's an amazing young talent, and you've got to give him a biggest reception because you'll love him. Stephen Sanchez, here we are.
Sanchez, he will be performing here very soon. There is a problem. Yeah, I do need a bit of quiet right now. We need help, Melbourne. We're in a bit of strife. Now, If there is anybody listening to the radio right now...
Don't tell me he doesn't have the right shoes for the green.
No, he looks amazing. He's brought the vocal cords. Yeah. He knows how to do this. We just need a piece of musical equipment...
What?
...called a capo. A capo? A capo.
It's a capo, yeah.
I don't know if we've got any music...
What's a capo?
...listening, so if we've got anyone around like the Sunbury area.
Yeah.
We need... a capo on site ASAP. Now, we've got our police officers, Senior Constable Ella and...
Shelley.
No, it wasn't. If they're here, could we get a police escort to someone with a capo? Stephen Sanchez needs it. Now, imagine this. If you're listening to the radio right now, not only will you get to run into the Sunbury Club and be treated like a rock star, you'll be handing it to Stephen Sanchez himself.
What is it? A capo is... It's like it hooks on the top of the... A clamp on the top of the guitar that changes pitch.
Wow.
And a lot of musos would have them.
So why would they call it a clampo?
That's a capo there. If anyone near Sunbury, please, I'm not joking.
What's your name?
1360.
Why didn't he bring his own?
Mel's got us a photo of a capo. Do you have a capo, Mel?
It's a shame. It's such a shame. There's so many primary school kids here. If he just needed a recorder, I reckon we could have sorted him out.
Anyway, so
the Prime Minister. Hang on.
If somebody could get us a capo stat, like ASAP, we need it here at the Sunbury Club. In fact, 131060, can you just give us a call and tell us you're on your way? Yeah. A lot's riding on this capo. Anyway, right now, Bo, a man who has his own introduction.
It's Albanese.
My fellow Australians, thank you for this extraordinary honour.
Albanese's on the show this morning.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, welcome to Melbourne's number one FM breakfast show.
Congratulations on number one, and for goodness sake, someone get these people a capo.
Yeah. Albo, is there any chance? Could we get a police escort for this capo? Because we have a superstar, Stephen Sanchez, about to perform.
Well, I am on my way to Melbourne, so if anyone in Sydney's got a capo, if you get to the airport...
No, we don't want Sydney's capos. We'll have our own, thanks.
Now, Prime Minister, you are on your way to Melbourne, and you have a very big announcement that you have been saving to make on our show. So for everybody listening, what is this big announcement for our state?
We certainly do, which is today I'm going to the opening of the new... cancer centre there in Melbourne, and we will be as well providing significant funds, $12 million through the budget for scanning technology. This scanner is able to deter small lesions. It means that cancers can be caught sooner. We all know that cancer is something that's affected someone we love or someone we know. And this piece of technology will be vital for saving lives, but it will also cut wait times for Victorians there who need a PET or a CT scan.
Geez, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. I mean, early detection is so important. And the minute you said that, the scanners, I think that's what everybody just wants an easier or quicker, more efficient way of finding out before obviously getting to a later stage. So that is great news and great to hear
a title that Australia doesn't want, but we've got is we are the skin cancer capital of the world, and that's the reverse of being the number one radio station, basically.
yeah,
we are standing here with a redhead with pale skin, so he gets it,
mate. I'm getting burnt, and it's indoors, Elbo.
Well, we're standing
and you're indoors.
Here.
Well,
yeah, that's bad news.
I was in Sunbury a little while ago at a childcare centre there, so shout out to the childcare centre that welcomed us in with Sam Ray just a few months ago.
Well, we're here at the Sunbury Club at a bowls club, Albo. Are you into bowls? How are you? How do you go with the lawn bowls?
Oh, bowls club are always good. I did okay. I went into I had a crack down at Frankston. I didn't embarrass myself, and the fact that you didn't see it on TV is evidence of that. They always get police to do things. So we look silly. Remember John Howard's bowling in...
How can we forget?
It's the background on my phone.
Remembers that. I went okay.
So what else is going on, Albo? You're coming down to Melbourne, God's country. How are we looking? How's Australia looking, mate?
Oh, look, it's been a tough week. That's the truth. For
been a tough week,
Australia.
Yeah.
It's been really tough. It's less than a week now since the tragedy at Bondi Junction. You know, six innocent people losing their lives going about shopping on a Saturday arvo. So Sydney is certainly still grieving, but I think the whole country is as well. And there'll be a big vigil at Bondi Beach on Sunday night, and I think that will be huge. And amongst all this tragedy, though, there are those great stories of the heroes. Yeah. Inspector Amy Scott racing towards danger and taking down the perpetrator here and saving lives. And other volunteers, just ordinary people in that shopping centre. A bollard man, as he's become known, Daniel Guo.
The Frenchman. You know,
standing at the top of escalators with a bollard, stopping him getting forward. So at the worst of times, we always see the best of humanity, and we saw that last Saturday.
And is it true, Prime Minister, also I think you have granted citizenship to the security guard that he might not have had citizenship? Is that what's happened?
Yeah, well, permanent residency. His visa was about to run out. So we have done that. And also Mr. Taha we're dealing with as well. He was a security guard who was working there. And he's injured. He's still in hospital from the wounds that he suffered. And we're dealing with his case as well in a very sympathetic manner, because I think that's what Australians would want. These people have shown themselves to be certainly of not just of good character, but brave and extraordinary people.
Absolutely.
Now, Albo, you did say congratulations to us on being the number one listened to station all over Melbourne. I just want to congratulate you too. You earlier this week surpassed Harold Holt's tenure in office, so congratulations. Just don't go for a swim at Portsea.
No, I'll avoid that. I'm still somewhat stunned when I was going to Melbourne and passed one day the Harold Holt swimming pool. I always thought that was, you know, a poor taste joke, but there is one.
It's down in Perth.
Chandler's favourite joke, yep.
Well, Prime Minister, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and you will be happy to know, Prime Minister, as everybody in Melbourne is, we have found ourselves a capo for Stephen Sanchez.
That's very quick. Congratulations.
It is, and a big shout out to Andrew and Beck Baxter. They're on their way. The police escorts in place. So, Prime Minister, I think
that's
you led
awesome.
Some weight to
if
that.
If they're not citizens, we'll fix them up too.
Hey, Albo, and if you go past Clocks at Flinders Street, I've got a statue there now. Go get a photo with it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that, mate, and I'll post it.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Thank you, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
See you guys.
101.9 The Fox.
How good's this Sunbury? Make some noise. What a morning it's been. It is raining outside, but we are at Club Sunbury with the heaters, the roof over. Fifi Feminine Live, Brekkie in the Burbs. Good morning to you all. And we have a superstar in the house.
Yes, Brekkie in the Burbs, Melbourne's biggest street parties that just get bigger and bigger. And we have our first international recording artist. This guy is a huge superstar. He's been on Fallon. He's been on Corden. He's been on Colbert. He has headlined at Glastonbury. And now he is here in Sunbury. Stephen Sanchez. Stephen, welcome to Sunbury.
What's up?
Hey, have a seat.
All right.
Let's sit. You, well, welcome. We've sort of given you Glastonbury weather conditions.
It's cold. It's great, though, being here.
Well, it's so good to have you here. And there has been a bit of a drama because we, and as you can see, not only everyone here in Sunbury, but all of Melbourne, because we are Melbourne's number one FM breakfast show, more listeners than any other show, and they're all sitting there.
Right on.
They're in their cars. They're listening. They're streaming, going, we can't wait to hear you sing. But about 45 minutes ago, we realised you were missing a piece of musical equipment.
Oh, yeah. A capo, as one would call it. Holds down the frets.
It's very important. And then we even got our Prime Minister, the Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, was helping us look for a capo.
That is... For goodness sake, someone get these people a capo. I am on my way to Melbourne, so if anyone in Sydney's got a capo, if you can get to the airport...
No, we don't want Sydney's capos. We'll have our own, thanks.
And then very luckily, Andrew and his daughter Ruby raced here.
Yeah.
Big thank you.
Thank you. Big thank you. You're the greatest.
To them. Now, Stephen, it is Melbourne. We're so excited to have you here. Not just Melbourne, Australia. Let's be honest. You've sold out every concert. You don't even have to be here with us to promote that.
Oh, man. Well, I'm happy to be here. It's so nice.
Are you going to keep this capo? Like, do you have a capo for the rest of the tour?
Yeah. We need to get you some.
It's all right.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. I've been in Australia for like 2 months, so it's kind of rad that the Prime Minister knows of my existence.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Well, how does this all happen? Because, Stephen, you are huge. You're 21.
21.
And one of your super fans is Elton John. Now, we heard everyone, the world watched as he introduced you to stage. And what was so big about you performing with him at Glastonbury was he was introducing artists to sing his songs. But he said, no, I love this guy so much. I want him to perform his own song. When did you find out Elton was a fan?
Oh, wow. It was sometime last year. We were playing at a radio station in Denver, Colorado in the States at iHeartRadio.
The Rockies.
The Rockies. Rockies, everybody, if anyone's familiar. Anyone likes skiing and all that, snowboarding, whatever it is. But I remember us driving there, and we got into the lobby of this, you know, iHeartRadio building, and a random unknown phone call popped up. And I answered it, and then Elton started, you know, telling me, hey, man, how's it going? You sound like a young Chris Isaac. We'd love to have you, you know, come out and hang sometime. And then that turned into, you know, several random phone calls from there. And then, and then ended up opening a glass, not even opening, playing with him.
Playing with him.
Yeah. Which is just
huge.
I watched it.
Like,
it was
history.
It was unbelievable. And he just sat there on his piano while you just absolutely tore it to bits. Now, you wrote I Found You when you were 18. So that was only 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that it'd just blow up? When you write a song and you just think, oh, that's going to be good to sing in the shower?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all just good shower songs until, you know, someone's like, hey, sing it outside the shower.
You've made it.
No. It's funny. Like, I don't know a ton of artists. I mean, I hope to God I never get to a point where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a hit.
Yeah.
Like, this is a hit, you know? Because I feel like with all the songs that, you know, I end up writing, it's always just, oh, this is something I really care about, and I really love this piece of music, and... it's always really sweet, especially, I mean, we were just talking about it last night at dinner, and just the idea that we've gotten to play so many of these songs that have just been written, you know, in the States, you know, all over the world, you know, and in different parts of the States that we've never been to, it's pretty surreal.
Are you going to write a song in Sunbury? I was so cold.
I was so cold. Sunbury.
Well, you
got sun in the name, and it's cloudy everywhere.
We tricked you.
Seems really.
We tricked you, yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Sunbury, let's welcome him back to the stage. Stephen, here in Sunbury, we are just loving the fact that you're here, and you have sold out your concerts around Australia.
Oh, come
over here.
Hey, take a seat, mate.
I'll have a squat.
Yeah, I'll sit with you. Let's sit.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Until I Found You, because this vaulted, skyrocketed to the top of the ARIA charts around the world, 3.8 billion streams.
Wow.
And we were talking to you earlier, like when you write a song and you don't imagine that you are going to top all the wedding playlists around the world like you would be, because you've even played at celebrity weddings. I mean, Sophia Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter, you're performing there. Do you just look out at Lionel and go, oh, wow, I'm performing for Lionel Richie?
It was pretty wild. I performed a song for their daddy-daughter dance as well.
Oh, really?
In addition to Until I Found You, during the ceremony. And he came up and he was like, listen, man, we're going to make some music together. And I still haven't
got a call back
about it. So. But it was awesome. It was really cool.
Oh, it's such a good song.
Now, I went over and met you before, and I saw you standing with a beautiful lady, and then I saw you kiss her, and I'm like, oh, this might be his girlfriend. And then I heard her speak, and I think she might be Australian.
Oh, yeah.
And let's get your girlfriend up here. Is this your girlfriend? Oh, is it your girlfriend?
Yes.
Jazz.
Hey, Jazz, welcome to Jazz. The show, Jazz.
No wonder you... Jazz? Now we know why you've been here for 2 months.
Yes.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
want to go home.
It wasn't the kangaroo.
That's so nice. Where did you meet? You met here, obviously.
We met here, and, you know, if you date an Australian, you made the right choice.
Yes. Yeah. We'd love to hear.
So how did you meet Jazz?
That's all you.
Yeah, I've been married for 21 years. Let... Your partner
smart.
Take
yep,
over.
Yep. Very I'm smart.
I was not ready for this. No, we met at a music event that I was shooting at, and he quite literally jumped off the stage in front of everybody, like this many people, and asked me out for a drink. Yeah.
And you said, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
He literally flew back like 5 weeks later and took me out on a date.
That is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But also,
smooth operator.
There was a day, we met the day before this event, and... she came over to me and she was like, oh, hi, like, I'm Jazz. I'm like, oh, I'm Steven. And then I was like, your eyes are so beautiful. And then just totally destroyed professionalism.
Did
great.
You sing I Found You?
No.
Yeah, he just immediately sang for me. Didn't work out his song.
Yeah. This is too much. Yeah.
Oh, this is love.
This is beautiful. Whoa. Yes, Nick.
Steven, I've got to ask something. Young Ruby, who saved the day and brought you the capo.
Young Ruby,
today, she's got to do a school event called a cross country. I'm not sure if you do it.
Yeah.
It's a 5K run. It's a terrible day for it.
Yep.
So we thought, what a great opportunity. International superstar.
Yep. To be an
umbrella. Right here, right now. Can you tell her and her teachers who are listening, she doesn't have to do the cross country?
You guys do not have to do the cross country.
Yes.
Or quite literally anything. Run. Run
I love it.
Be free. Just,
you just
we'll
the
open the car door and you just run into the fields with the Joeys.
Oh.
It was so
with
sweet.
The Joeys. With the Joeys and the kangaroos.
Yes.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. Good morning, I'm Alexandra Bryant and this is the Fifi Fevernick Bulletin. School is back for Term 2 and Melburnians are returning to day-to-day life after their holidays and international trips.
Quick hello to Phil and Paul. Just message our Instagram account. You can follow us, Fifi Fevernick.
Phil and Paul.
And there's no joke, they're listening live from Fiji and said Bulla.
Bulla, Phil and Paul.
You might have seen
them. You know, I was talking about Phil and Paul. They were brilliant.
They're on the phone.
That's yeah, right. All the way from Fiji.
Boys! Head down to the buffet.
Oh, get out. How good was that buffet, though, guys? Have you tried the bread and butter pudding?
Oh, my God, you are.
Isn't it epic?
You couldn't be whiter. Who goes to Fiji for the bread and butter pudding?
It's amazing.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
The late Tina Turner is back in the news cycle this week as she's being celebrated in Brownsville, Tennessee, after a local museum was named in her honour.
Tina Turner is getting a statue.
Where would they put a Tina Turner statue?
Tennessee, Brownsville, Tennessee, where she was born.
I thought she was Australian.
Sorry? What?
Oh, because she did the rugby league.
Rugby league, that's what, yeah, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did Meatloaf.
Like, no, but she was like the actual face of the rugby league for a whole year.
In the 90s.
Yeah, so I thought she was from... Oh, I thought she was...
When you heard her sing or talk...
I thought it as well. Thought
for a while. I think she was so strongly associated with Australia.
She was in Mad Max, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Where do you think Nutbush City is?
Well, I thought that was just... Well, could have been anywhere.
Near Mildura.
Former AFL star, two-time Guinness World Record holder and Mad Monday spokesperson Brendan Favola has been immortalised in a bronze statue that can't seem to find a home.
Do we get suburbs vying for it? So Nari Warren didn't want it anymore. Does someone else want Fev's statue? You were a tourist destination getting photos.
Yeah, my mum went there.
Dave from Waterways.
I want that statue put out in the front of my place.
$10,000.
Your share, mate. All I know is chase this
dough and get money, get money. Health experts have released a study on the healthiest morning routine and how Melburnians can start their day the best way.
There is, apparently, according to experts, a regular healthy morning routine. Now, this all ties into a healthy bowel movement is early in the morning. They call these things waves of propulsion, I think.
Oh, Aiden's cheating.
A wave of propulsion.
I thought I was saying that in a very clean way.
Wave of propulsion is way worse than any...
No. Mate, that's
dropping a log, mate, dropping the kids off at the pool. They are all better than... Sorry, guys, there's some waves of propulsion.
Melbourne's number one hit music station, The Fox, has announced its most famous competition, Secret Sound, drawing buzz from all corners of the city.
Phoebe Pevenick, Secret Sound, it is back, $100,000. All you have to do is guess this sound. That's Fev. That's
oh
not the
gosh,
real sound.
You can't do. Like, it's very good, Fine. Fev. It was a... Well, no.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Okay, now you do it, Fev.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but we've got to make sure that people are hearing the correct
one. I'm going to ring up and say...
Because if someone rang in and said Fev doing the impersonation of the Secret Sound, then they'd technically be correct.
So you can do it.
Hang on.
And lastly, paparazzi activity is being criticised by Melbourne radio host, comedian and UFC enthusiast Nick Cody, but not for the reason you might think.
Be papped.
Yes,
V and Fev.
See this. Papped. We went out for lunch...
I wanted to take Nick to get some prawn linguine.
We've been papped on the way out. Well, you two have. There's 11 photos. 11 photos. I'm walking next to you guys the whole time, and you can tell that. You can see my shoulder in one of them.
And
honestly,
leg.
I read this article. I'm like, am I dead? Is this the Sixth Sense? Mando's in it more than me.
Oh,
what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Mando's in it.
Well, you are an extra.
Oh, that's very hurtful. There's 11 photos. Mando's in 15 of them. Come out.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Bev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as producer JB always says...
It was always temporary.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Time to give you an answer. If you're playing Alpha Bucks on Monday the... What's the math? Do anyone know what Monday...
It'll be the 20th.
Monday the 22nd.
Second.
Oh, that was close.
Monday the 22nd of April. The letter will be the letter... James Blake, just yell it out at me. Oh, he's got a microphone.
I've just got to load it up.
Oh, God, he's too busy worrying about his little keepers.
Yeah.
Creeper crap. Oh, God, I'm
just
full.
Just tidying up.
He's just...
Wow. Some loose ends.
I'll tell you what, at least the keepers across stuff.
Mate, I'm about 3 seconds
Put your costume back on and do the job.
Oh, mate.
James, there is a sleeping baby over there and we need to go over and rescue.
Oh, baba.
I don't want to be brutal, but I can do it fast or I can do it right.
Do it fast.
Oh. Okay.
Can't we just make it up?
You can't do either.
No, there are T's and C's.
T's and C's apply.
You're slow and wrong.
Can I guess the letter F?
I'm going to say it's the letter O.
Now, so if you're playing on Monday at 6:30 a.m. because we've got kids, Alpha Bucks.
Okay, yes.
The letter is L.
Oh, it's close.
And we need an answer for question 3, a job.
Library teacher.
Oh.
Library teacher, would you take that? Librarian.
No, my mum's a library teacher. That's
okay,
a thing.
Go.
I said a labourer first.
Man
good
of the
answers.
People.
Okay, good luck with that.
A lollipop man.
101.9 The Fox.
It's The Fox with Fifi Fevenick. Good morning, Sunbury. Back with this live from Club Sunbury, your number one breakfast show.
Yes, and from one Anthony to our favourite Anthony, Kalia.
Thank you. To the most important Anthony.
Of course, absolutely.
What Prime Minister, please.
No, it's back-to-back Anthony attack. Anthony Kalia, thank you for joining us here.
Thanks for having me in Sunbury.
I know, nice, isn't it? And look, you've brought the style. This coat is everything.
I look like a dead housewife of Melbourne.
Actually, because I love Real Housewives. You'd love the Real Housewives franchise.
To be honest, Gina Liano once came to my house for a housewives party. Yeah, she crashed my own party, a housewives party. And let's just say...
Didn't leave for a week.
No, my cleaner the next day was complaining. They're like, what's with all the sequins and the makeup in your bathroom?
I was going to say all the orange on the couch.
Yeah.
Housewives leave orange. It's tan. I'm not even joking.
Oh, really?
They leave orange on furniture. Yeah.
They leave tracks.
Yes, they
wow.
do.
Now, territory.
Let's talk about what is very exciting, because when I think Anthony Kalia and your beautiful husband, Tim Campbell.
Where is Tim?
I know, he was meant to be here this morning. I'm so sorry. He's got a bit of a stomach bug. But
We only said yes because we wanted him in here.
Oh, well, bad luck.
Shut you should have heard Fed groan when he heard Tim wasn't coming. Yeah, was so upset.
Oh, well, you can have a bromance later on with him.
But I do think, when I think about you and your husband, I do think Elton John, George Michael.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just, yeah, it's synonymous with two of the biggest stars, global stars of all time. And you have a show.
We do have a show. We're celebrating the songs of Elton and George. And I must say, we put them on sale at Hamer Hall about a week and a half ago. And after 2 days, we had to put a third show on.
Yeah.
So, Melbourne, thank you so much. You've been amazing. And we cannot wait to collaborate with John Foreman and the Australian Pops Orchestra. So there's going to be a 35-piece orchestra. Hamer Hall, one of the most iconic venues in Melbourne. And we're doing three shows there on the 8th and 9th of November.
Now, I'm sure you've got lots of people around you that plan the set list and the stage.
Oh, no. Well, I'm a control freak, man. Because
I've got an idea.
Okay. Oh. Here we go.
This will be B-side.
No, but obviously the crescendo to the whole night is Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes,
that and, was. Are you George or Elton in that?
Well, we're not playing characters.
Oh, aren't you? Oh, okay.
Jesus.
You're going to come out like Rocket Man.
No, I had a vision of George or like you coming up through the back like the sun coming through. Like
yeah, well, squash that vision.
Okay. Anyway,
lose that vision.
I can't wait. This will be an incredible show. I'm not surprised. So now, will you be able to add more? Because they'll just keep selling out. You'll keep adding and they'll keep going.
Well, we're doing three. Well, these are just like a one-off sort of bespoke performances. We're doing three in Melbourne and we're actually doing two at the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
Just depends how many business class flights he wants to get overseas and whether you put another one on. Make a bit of cash doing this, wouldn't you?
Oh.
So I've been to see you at Hamer Hall.
You have. I remember you came in 2000.
Make sure the internet's a bit better because that's...
Oh, God.
I know. I was just about to say that. I do remember because I was watching back the footage from 2017 of that concert and everyone in the audience at the end is up and clapping and it was really nice to see. And then there's Fev like this. Like... You looked like you couldn't wait to get out of it.
No, because Richmond were playing Geelong in a prelim.
I know, you're watching the
footy. And I was watching the footy on my phone, and in that joint, because it's an amazing, is an amazing theatre.
It's the art centre. You shouldn't be allowed in.
Mate,
with the word art
centre. It was a prelim. I'm like, exactly. One of my best mates has got his big, big thing at Hamer Hall. I've got to go watch, but it is the prelim, so I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll go listen to him sing and watch the footy. No friggin' internet. Keep cutting out. And then every time I'd pretend I'd go to the toilet, I'd go out to the toilet and then all the guys were like, what's the score in the footy?
You're very cultured. What can I say?
Well, we love having you here this morning. This is a big coup. Everybody, big round of applause for Anthony
Kalia. And I'm glad that you got your capo, by the way.
Yeah.
I know, you know what a capo was?
Yes, I know. Everyone came up to me going, do you have a capo? And I'm like, no, I'm a singer. I'm not a guitarist.
And I'd like to say to you, thank you. You played at my Hall of Fame inductionation. Is that how you say it?
You're inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
And so thank you. It was beautiful, Boxy. He sung so well. So thank you for doing that.
Well, congratulations, because you deserve it.
Yeah, he got a big cashy, but it was thank you.
Whatever, I'm still waiting for it.
Sunbury, Anthony Kalia, round of applause.
Thanks, Sunbury.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's The Fox's Fifi Fevenick live from Club Sunbury.
A treat for everyone who's already at Sunbury. It's so good to see everybody at Brekkie and the Burbs. Josiah here, a big shout out to Josiah.
Oh, yeah. You. They took a while to cheer there.
You are a heartthrob. The girls can see that.
Thank you.
Melissa, his fiancée, is in the car outside, by the way, guys.
What?
Yeah, she's in the car with a dog, but she doesn't know if the dog can come inside or not.
She's not old enough to come into a licensed venue.
She's 23, I hope.
But
that's what her passport says.
2 + 3.
What we love Josiah for many reasons. One of the things that we really enjoy are his conspiracy theories. He really loves doing a deep dive. What are you doing? What's happened?
The wind's blowing. I thought it might be cold on your neck.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Trying to help you.
Oh, thank you.
She's already got her collar pop like the Fonz. I think she's all right.
There you go. It's like I can feel that coldness and I don't get cold.
Okay, no, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're only little petite.
Anyway, Josiah loves a conspiracy theory. He's got his very own segment on the show.
It's a huge conspiracy.
Do you believe that?
YouTube told me it's true.
Conspiracy Corner.
South Pole is air traffic control for aliens. Here's
one
from
Josiah. He's got one, guys. He's got a new one, and it has to do with all the rain and the flooding in Dubai.
Yeah, have you seen this? Unfortunately, lots of people have died, so I'm not trying to make fun of a, you know, a bit of a sad situation. But
because they've never seen rain before.
They don't see rain. They're in a desert. But they have seen a lot of rain, like too much rain, to the fact it's flooding the airport, the second busiest airport in the world in Dubai, had to stop running for the day. Now, the conspiracy comes from, have you guys heard of cloud seeding?
I have.
Everyone's heard of cloud seeding?
I've met a pilot that does actually. It.
See, it's a real thing. People think it's a made-up thing. Cloud seeding is a real thing.
I did the weather for sunrise for 2 years. I don't remember cloud seeding in my
They create their own rain.
They don't really
it's
talk
like,
about
it. It's like laying seeds for a plant and it grows.
Yes.
Same wasn't a thing.
So what they do is they fly in the sky, create clouds that produce rain.
Mm. Now, they fly into the clouds and put chemicals into the clouds.
Yeah, chemicals, which is why we're all getting sick as well. That's a nice story.
Hang on, why are they putting chemicals into the clouds?
To make it rain.
Yeah.
It's in the desert.
Hang on, you're both agreeing to this. Is this now?
No, it's an actual
conspiracy.
No, but he thinks that this has happened over there. But
you meant to.
That's actually.
There's a lot of rules and regulations. They do it here in Australia. They do it to produce snow and stuff in the snowy ranges. But over in Dubai, they're doing it too much that they reckon it's caused all these flooding and stuff like that. They've put too much money into it just to produce rain. Just let the climate be the climate.
No, but it just rained.
Yeah, no, but
it actually just rained.
They saw seven planes in the sky.
It actually
doing
just rained.
This just before the flood
now,
started.
Now, I admit I am tired. I've had a big week. We've had lots of long days. I've got two sick kids at home. So I'm sort of believing him. Is this right?
No, it rained.
No. Oh, I like this. Devin,
how's
what's
it not?
Your name? Ailsa, very, very against what you're saying.
There probably were seven planes in the sky above Dubai International Airport.
Because
it's called a traffic pattern, you idiot.
And you just said it was the second busiest airport in the world. Yeah. So
I have a little in my earpiece.
Qantas are in on it. Emirates are in on it.
Rex.
So James Blake, our senior producer, he's just in my earpiece at the moment.
Oh,
I'll
tell you what, he's in Dubai. A lot of stench at the moment.
I don't even know what that means.
To be honest,
it stinks a little bit.
I wouldn't mind doing radio there as well.
I think that's Saudi Arabia that you're referring to.
Had to fly into there first.
Apparently, James is telling me that in order to have a cloud, like to cloud seed, you actually need to have the cloud there. Like it has to have rain and moisture. Tell everybody, James.
Yeah. Well, you could produce it. Surely their planes can do that as well.
Oh, they're not letting him speak, man. It's the government, bro.
I'm in charge of the microphone.
They don't want the truth out.
What they're saying, what the experts are saying, is that cloud seeding, yes, it's like a plant, but you need soil for a plant to grow. You can't just put seeds somewhere and then have a plant.
I've put seeds somewhere and things have grown.
You trust experts.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, the boys.
So I think I'm going to go home now. I'm done.
It just rained, man. That's all it was.
No, it was.
It was rain.
It doesn't get that in Dubai. It's a desert. They don't
That's the climate.
That.
That's what's happening.
Why
the world.
They don't even have rain ever, let alone this sort of climate event. And they've had it. It's been coming lately. It started with the cloud seeding. It started to produce the clouds he's talking about. And now they capitalize on a bad event and they stuffed up and there's floods.
Why would they do this, Josiah? If that's the truth.
Just killing off people, are they? Or
the end game.
What's the end game?
It's a bit early to say depopulation, isn't it?
Oh, is this the Illuminati?
This is all to do with the, you know, you could say it's the same people that made us all get vaccinated.
You know how, yeah.
Here he is. Yes, here we go. It's cold outside, but it's heating up in here.
You know how you said your missus is sitting out in the car?
Yeah, I think
she's just driven off.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.